Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you our discussion on Prime Minister's upcoming visit to Jordan, Ethiopia and Oman. The participants are Atul Aneja, Strategic Analyst, and Sarabjit Kaur, Anchor.
Hello listeners, and welcome to yet another edition of Spotlight. The Prime Minister's visit to Jordan, Oman and Ethiopia comes at a crucial moment in India's foreign policy outreach. Spanning West Asia and Africa, this multi-nation tour highlights India's focus on strengthening strategic partnerships, enhancing economic cooperation, and deepening people-to-people ties. From energy security and regional stability in West Asia to development partnership and South-South cooperation in Africa, this visit reflects India's growing global engagement and its commitment to building long-term, mutually beneficial relationships. To discuss this further, we are fortunate to connect with Mr. Atul Aneja, Strategic Analyst. Mr. Atul, welcome to this discussion. Mr. Atul, at the outset, we'd like to have your expert comment on the Prime Minister's visit to Jordan, Oman and Ethiopia, and how is this diplomatically significant?
It's a very important visit which is taking place. It is new India's engagement with very important geographies, because if you talk about Ethiopia, it is not just about a bilateral visit with Ethiopia. As you are aware, Ethiopia is the headquarters of the African Union. So the messaging is to the entire African continent of India's willingness and engagement with the Global South and with Africa as the focus. This was a message which was conveyed even in the G20 summit, when India played a leading role in getting all the 56 nations of the African Union part of the G20. So that is a commitment which goes on as far as the Global South goes. So the visit to Ethiopia is much more than just a bilateral visit. Then if you look at the other two visits, one is Oman. Oman is a messaging to the Gulf country that we are steadfast in a relationship with Oman, which is, as you are aware, we have special relations with the Saudi Arabians, with the UAE and with Bahrain, in fact, with the rest of the GCC. But Oman also acquires special significance because of its geographic location. The port of Duqm, for example, is a place where Indian Navy can have periodic access, and that is very important for the security of the sea lanes for global trade which passes through the Indian Ocean. So it has a much larger strategic implication, that is a visit to Oman, apart from energy security and even food security, because one of the major plants of urea is in a place called Sohar in Oman. And then you come to Jordan. Jordan is in the heart of what they call the Middle East, because it borders the Palestine and is at the front line of the Gaza war. The visit of the Prime Minister will show our keenness and our willingness to play an important role as one of the global players in that geography in trying to resolve conflicts in that region. And I think that message will go loud and clear with the Prime Minister's visit to Jordan. India is going to take a position of peace based on principle. So if you look at it in totality, it's a highly important visit of India as a player in the multipolar world, lending its voice towards not only a relationship of mutual benefit, but also a country which is going to air its views on major conflicts of this world. I think that's going to be a very important messaging which will go during the Prime Minister's visit, apart from our engagement with the Global South, which is very, very important. There are security and bilateral dimensions.
Jordan is at the heart of the Middle East. What are the key areas of India-Jordan cooperation? Is it defense, education, tourism? What's your view on this?
One is, if you look at the economic side, it is one country which is rich in phosphates. And we have had this relationship with Jordan even in the past. So that is one track which somewhere gets linked to food security. It is key to the peace in the region. Jordan playing a role in the Palestinian ending or alleviating the Palestinian conflict, it has a ripple effect across the Middle East, which would mean that it affects Saudi Arabia, it affects the Gulf countries, which are very, very important to us. So Jordan playing a role of stability in the region is of prime importance to India and India's own economy and strategic well-being. So I think those are two pillars on which this relationship rests. I think that it won't be unexpected if the defense relationship between us and the Jordanians develops further, because India of today is capable of not only having strategic dialogues and at the level of principles, but also a military power now, which with its own sizable defense industry. So we'll see how that track gets leveraged during this visit. Geography is the key, because if you have that special relationship with Jordan, it is just not bilateral, but you impact an entire region, and not just Egypt or Palestine, but the entire Gulf gets impacted.
Let's hear what our correspondent in Jordan, Vinod Kumar, has for us.
Jordan is a key supplier of fertilizers to India, particularly phosphates and potash, which are critical for India's agriculture sector. A flagship example of this cooperation is the Jordan-India Fertilizer Company, a joint venture worth $860 million between India's IFFCO and Jordan's Phosphates Mines Company. In addition, around 15 garment companies of Indian origin with cumulative investments of nearly $500 million operate in Jordan's qualified industrial zones. These companies benefit from Jordan's extensive free trade agreements and special trading arrangements with the United States, Europe, and the wider Arab region, exporting finished products onto the global markets. Now let's listen to the Indian ambassador to the Kingdom of Jordan, Sri Manish Chauhan.
Honorable Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi's historic visit to Jordan on the 15th and 16th of this month is a moment of great joy for all of us here. At the invitation of His Majesty King Abdullah II, Honorable Prime Minister would be here. This is also, we are celebrating the 75th year of establishment of diplomatic relations between our two friendly countries. And we look forward to receiving, welcoming our Prime Minister and ensuring a successful and productive visit. There is an excellent relationship already between India and Jordan in all spheres, be it economic or cultural. We have a very strong cooperation in the field of food security. Jordan provides us with phosphates, which are all critical minerals contributing to food security in India. We also have a very strong cultural and people-to-people connect. There is a vibrant Indian community of approximately 18,000 people, which is active in all spheres, and it is known for its enterprise and dynamism. We also have strong cultural ties. There is a significant section of our Jordanian friends who have passed out of Indian universities, and together with our Indian community, they provide the backbone on which we are building a stronger and stronger ties between our two friendly countries.
Air connectivity between the two countries has improved, with Royal Jordanian launching direct flights between Amman and Mumbai, with plans to expand services to New Delhi. Jordan also offers visa on arrival and electronic visa facilities to Indian travelers, further facilitating business and tourism. Jordan is also seen as an important partner in the proposed India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, or IMEC, where it is expected to play a role as a strategic land bridge between the key regional markets.
Atul, what makes Oman a long-standing and trusted partner for India, and how critical is Oman for India's energy security and maritime interests?
It's a trusted relationship which goes a long way back. That relationship was actually given the special status or the special character by the late King Qaboos of Oman. There's a reason why it developed to that level. There's a personal story as well, that when there was an attempt at when there was a military takeover in Oman, the late king was saved in that particular milieu by some Indian traders in Oman. Other objective reasons as well, given its location, given its history, its closeness to the trade routes. But I think that there's a personal element in it as well, which makes this relationship very, very special. Then you come to its geographic location. It's not far from Oman, from Iran, and then it is part of the GCC. That sense as well, this is a relationship which goes back centuries. It's important to understand that in the future, Oman can be a transit corridor for energy. For example, there has been a plan in the past of getting Iranian gas transiting through Oman and then to Mumbai through an undersea pipeline. This was a proposal of the 90s, but it needs to be revisited now, or it can be revisited now, because now the technology is there to lay these pipelines, deep sea pipelines. So it can acquire a further strategic dimension from the energy security perspective. And finally, it's the port of Duqm, where Indian Navy has access, and which is critical for the safety of sea lanes, especially when it comes to trade in the Indian Ocean, which is coming to India's shores, or going further along the Red Sea to Europe. So from a strategic perspective too, and because of the location of the port of Duqm, this is also one of the reasons why Oman is such a special country and a friend of India.
Atul, we'll also like to know from you why Ethiopia is strategically important for India in Africa.
If you look at Ethiopia, Ethiopia is not just one country, it is the headquarters of the African Union. So if you sort of develop this relationship with Ethiopia, you are actually developing a relationship with all the 56 countries of the African Union. So it has a pan-African element to it, a relationship with Ethiopia. Primary reasons why it is not just the Prime Minister's visit will not just be a bilateral relationship, but a relationship of relationship building with the Global South, with Africa at heart. Third element is it's right on the Indian Ocean and in the Horn of Africa, a strategically very important region, because if you go south from Ethiopia, then you are going in the direction of Kenya, Tanzania, and then towards South Africa. So that's a very important region from a strategic perspective, the security of this region. We should not forget that Ethiopia is very close to another location which is very close by, which is Djibouti. Djibouti is right on the mouth of Red Sea, and it's an area where a lot of foreign navies have set up their bases. So Ethiopia can be a place geographically located which can influence a vast geography and trade, which is going both down southwards towards southern Africa and then going northwards towards Europe. I think that is another element which will bind India and Ethiopia in the years to come.
Sushil Chandra Tiwari, our correspondent in Ethiopia, has this update on the Prime Minister's visit.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Addis Ababa, the capital of African country Ethiopia, on Tuesday for a two-day visit. It will be a first trip by an Indian PM to the Horn of African nation in more than a decade and the first one of Prime Minister Modi. He will be holding wide-ranging discussions with Prime Minister of Ethiopia, Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali, on all aspects of India-Ethiopia bilateral ties. As partners in the Global South, the visit will be a reiteration of the shared commitment of the two nations to advance close ties of friendship and bilateral cooperation. The two leaders last met on the sidelines of BRICS Summit in Johannesburg, where they discussed expanding cooperation in trade, investment, defense, information technology, agriculture, youth skilling, and people-to-people contacts. Mr. Abiy has also participated in various editions of India's Voice of the Global South Summit, the inaugural leaders' session in November 2023, and the third summit in August 2024, reflecting warming political ties.
Atul, if we were to analyze this visit, what economic opportunities does this open for Indian companies?
Well, it does because it's a fairly large country, and India has plenty to offer to Ethiopia. I would say we are the pharmacy of the world, so pharmaceuticals would definitely be one of the areas. And then the digital products which India can offer to developing countries, our UPI system, Aadhaar card, DigiLocker. You know, we have a lot of cost-effective digital technologies which can find relevance in Africa, and including Ethiopia. Ayushman Bharat, part of the health paradigm of India, I'm sure it can be. And even when it comes to startup, can that be area where we can train people, or we can actually have them set up in collaboration with India? So these are the exciting new opportunities which are coming in. And I'm sure some of them are going to be explored in much more detail during the Prime Minister's visit.
Is there a message underlying this multi-nation visit to the global community?
I think so. Definitely is, because we are stepping on the global stage. It happened, it's a follow-up of what happened at the G20 summit. When we announced that we are going to be a bridge between the North and the South, we're going to develop a special and proactive relationship with the Global South, and that there will be no conflict in the world where India will not have a voice, whether it's Ukraine or whether it is Gaza. So I think it is the bigger message of a multipolar-minded, independent India, and which its willingness to engage with all far corners of the globe. I think that is the central message, that we are for solidarity, for collective action, and we are ready for the world.
The Prime Minister's visit to Jordan, Oman and Ethiopia underscores India's evolving role on the global stage. The visit not only opens new avenues for trade, investment and development cooperation, but also sends a strong message of India's commitment to peace, stability and inclusive growth. Mr. Atul, thank you very much for your valuable insights.
You're very welcome, Sarabjit.
You were listening to a discussion on Prime Minister's upcoming visit to Jordan, Ethiopia and Oman. The participants were Atul Aneja, strategic analyst, and Sarabjit Kaur, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.